That power supply was sure nice, man. That's nice.
Yep. I've had probably half a dozen of them, all the way up to 50 amps. Yeah, I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get you in 10 off over at the garage without buying, having to spend a couple hundred bucks for a tower and this fiberglass. And they're pretty sturdy. They're made for twisting a auger bit down a well pipe. But I don't even know if they're still available. I thought I'd bring it up. So I'm going to check on them. And I'd have to use my utility trailer. I think Carol, or Kyle, I'd have to use my utility trailer. It's got a rack on it to even get them. So I'll see. I'm going to see what they are. And then I'll probably get a couple for my house and a couple for up here. That way I don't have to spend the money and get any antenna tower. I got some stashed out of my dad's, and I got a 70-foot freestander out there too, at his place.
Well, send me what you're looking at, and then I'll let me think about it. I guess that's what I should say to you.
Right. The only other easy way to get them home is string them up underneath the truck. I could do that, but I'd rather put them up in the air and put a red flag on the back of them. And I got probably, it'd probably be
how long are they?
And I'll do 10, but it'd be high enough up in the air. The only way they'd hit them without a bumper is if they had a flat nose like a P-30 bread truck or something, then they could probably put them through a window. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to hit them. They'd hit me first.
How long are they?
They're 20 foot each. I don't know if they're still there or not, but it looked like you had a pile of them. They're for drill rigs, for rotary rigs,